Hello and welcome back to another episode of That Podcast. My name is Ryan Janke, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor DJ Lura and Sarah DeYoung, and you guys are on different sides of me, and it's creeping me out a little bit.
Right? Well, we're backwards.
Also, we're full video. Pastor Mark Soldier came and put the touch, and we got all the good setup now.
Yep.
But it also comes with this giant screen that we can look at of ourselves.
Yeah, we might get distracted doing that. I gotta adjust my microphone.
It's so funny that it's like we have a pastor of video production.
Yep.
Like,
mm-hmm.
They did not teach that in seminary.
Have you ever thought about like certain things that are just like happening in the world today that's like, wow, if you brought anybody from a different time back, they would just pass out.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The overwhelm would cause them to be like the fainting goats.
I like to think that Martin Luther, though, would love it. Okay. Because it's taking the most practical means by which to share the gospel and using it. And that's every major technological medium brings with it a time of people like, I don't like this. This is sacrilegious or whatever. And then it's a few that will see it for what it is, that it's a tool rather than something to be idealized, mm-hmm. and they'll go forward with it. The Bible spread because they had this new technology called the book. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they had the book. This was after the New Testament came out, and that's how they began like collecting all the writings in book form, and it disseminated all over Rome that way. It wasn't just people carrying gigantic scrolls.
Okay.
They had books. Mm-hmm. It was new.
Yeah.
In Luther's time, it took another 1,500 years, but they finally figured out how to produce books quickly with the printing press. And so that's how Luther would write his letters, and it got disseminated all over Europe within weeks.
Huh.
In our day and age, then you have the computer.
Yeah, you got a Kindle.
Kindle, yeah.
That,
I don't call that this day and age.
Well, they still have a Kindle.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's kind of old tech at this point.
Is more it? Like maybe an iPad or...
Well,
like
there's a Kindle app, right, that you can put on your...
But what I mean is aside from just the Bible, being able to record and broadcast anywhere in the world with something like the internet is probably the biggest opportunity yet to share the good news of Jesus Christ through the easiest medium to hit the most people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, we were just talking about this beforehand, like YouTube, or, you know, who has the most videos on YouTube?
Right.
Not us yet, but if you tell your friends.
Like and subscribe.
But, you know, I had thought it was this guy named Mr. Beast, and my daughter told me yesterday, no, it's some company in India that has the most views. It's like, oh, wow. That's kind of cool. But it's like 400 million views or something.
Did you know
like
that there's enough content uploaded on YouTube every day equal to 40 years of content uploaded every single day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know for him being...
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through the internet.
Probably not.
No, I won't be able to get...
You're never going to find the end of the internet. That'd be a cool story.
For him, you know, for him being the most popular or whatever, I've never even heard of this Mr. Beast that you speak of.
Oh, he's great.
Really?
He's actually very entertaining. My son likes watching Mr. Beast.
He's kind of
course,
like,
I'm back in Kindle days, I guess.
Yeah. He's kind of like the OG Nickelodeon, like... videos like he does the what's it called like Amanda
tea,
show
Mr. Beast
yeah
yeah right, the Amanda show
yeah like this stuff where it's like oh let's make a giant bowl of cereal and then sit in it like make it in somebody's pool and sit in it for 20 hours like that's the videos he's making
really
or he's like hey come to this house and you get the house for free it's a $400,000 house. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's getting this bank.
Like I don't know, but he also gives away a lot of money.
Right.
Really?
Like, yeah.
It's almost like I think he built up a following, and then the money that he makes off of revenue, he like reinvests it into these videos that people watch more and more.
Yeah, usually like right around Christmas time, he'll do like, it's a free store, so he buys so much of the like top gifts of the year, and people come in and get it for free.
And he started on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
This is like... Before that, he was
not on TikTok, Vine, none of it. Just YouTube.
No, not an actor.
I'd say he's around Sarah's age.
Yeah,
really.
I think he's younger than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
We're doing this all wrong.
Yeah.
Evidently. What do we need to do?
Why did we start with a career? We should have started with YouTube and then done the podcast.
Somebody head over to Fleet Farm and get a kiddie pool. You get the milk and you get the pool and I'll get the Cheerios. I'll get the Cheerios.
What they don't tell you is how gross cereal in a pool gets after.
Oh, it's gross.
20 minutes.
It's gross in a bowl.
It can be. So the other day, speaking of. Usually mm-hmm. Haley likes to have scrambled eggs in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I make her scrambled eggs.
Such a good dad.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan may get a bowl of cereal with milk on the side, maybe.
While running to the car to get to school.
In a baggie. Yeah.
So I do, you know, salt and pepper, and I put shredded cheese in there, and I pour some milk in there, you know, like do it like that. So one day, I don't remember why, but I come out, and here she is with a bowl of cereal. And I said, oh, you don't want eggs this morning? Well, I made myself some Rice Krispies. They're not very good. I said, well, no. Did you put anything else in with them? No. Just Rice Krispies. She's like,
eating puffed rice and milk.
Would you like me to make you some eggs? Yes. It was funny. But yeah, that couldn't have been good. And then if you make them soggy, it's even worse.
Yes.
That's true.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What a good dad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just, I like to make eggs. I don't know.
I like eggs. What, over easy?
Yeah.
Where you put water in them and cover the lid?
Poached. Oh. Yeah. I've never done that.
If you do it just right, the yolk is cooked all the way through, uh-huh. But it's not hard. So it's runny. And if you eat it with toast.
We used to call over easy eggs Dunkin' eggs because then, you dip your toast in it.
Yeah.
Then you throw away the whites because that's gross.
Yep. So
I'm getting hungry. Must be getting mm-hmm. there at lunchtime. Yeah.
It is.
It is 11 now, you guys.
So speaking of crazy and things like this, would you ever invite Marilyn Manson to come speak at a Sunday service?
Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson.
No.
No?
Nope.
Kanye West did.
That's Kanye West.
And so,
I'm not sure I invite Kanye West to come speak at a Sunday service either.
Well, they prayed. Kanye and Justin Bieber prayed, and they invited Marilyn Manson up on stage.
I'd invite Justin Bieber.
And how
of those three?
And so, what happened with Marilyn Manson? I mean, Marilyn Manson. Well, I haven't followed him lately, but from what he has publicly said, and it's funny to listen to Alice Cooper, who's an avowed Christian, talk mm-hmm. about Marilyn Manson. I'd love to have a conversation with Marilyn Manson, but come and speak in front of the church. He is a self-proclaimed high priest of the Church of Satan, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Which, you know, yeah. he's a metal rocker, so it could be all ooh, image and yeah. whatnot, but Alice Cooper said, yeah, he goes, he's a sweet guy. But when we get into religious conversations, our theology differs quite a bit. That was Alice Cooper.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's one thing to have your shtick, like Alice right. Cooper had a shtick.
Yep.
But Marilyn Manson's shtick includes ripping up the Bible and tossing it out into the crowd.
Exactly.
You know, so it's
not
totally
something you want to do on a Sunday morning during church.
Right. And so, I thought it was interesting that Kanye.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So Kanye's in church, right?
Well,
Bieber happens to be there, and Marilyn Manson shows up.
Well, I'm guessing it was coordinated ahead of time.
Oh, they called him in advance.
Yeah. You can read that news online. Just came out. I just scanned the article. They invited him up, and evidently he was praying alongside them.
Okay.
He's turning a new leaf.
Well,
that's cool.
You hope so. I mean, we don't know what happens, right? Mm-hmm. But it could be a public image thing as well.
Right.
I don't know.
One of the things that you got to do once you become a Christian, and we actually said this on Sunday with the confirmation kids, one of the things you say is, do you renounce Satan and all of his lies and works and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone answers, I do.
Yeah.
So, actually, I find the Church of Satan to be just kind of an interesting concept, because what I've seen from like modern Satanism, however you want to explain it, is that really it's like anti-Catholicism. It takes Catholic ritual and like flips it on its head.
Almost like lampoons it.
Yeah, like even saying things like, instead of saying amen, they'll say like nama, because it's amen backwards. It's like,
okay.
Bizarro world.
Yeah, so it says here that it says he was up on stage praying with them and nodding as, who was it? As Justin Bieber prayed about casting out any demonic presence on this day.
There we go.
So
rock on.
Who knows?
Hey, praise the Lord. You know, it's one of those things where like, if God can save a sinner like Saul who murdered Christians,
mm-hmm.
thinking he was worshiping God, you know, anyone who's like, well, thinks that Satan and God are like two spectrums, polar opposites or something like that, doesn't understand a Christian worldview. Mm-hmm. It's actually a Platonic worldview that they're expressing. The idea that the difference in reality is between the spiritual and the physical. For the Christian, the difference is the creator and the creation.
Mm-hmm.
So everything spiritual is also part of the creation. And so God and Satan are not equals. So just like Saul discovering, you know, Christ tackles him and he has this massive conversion, I think anyone who has espoused publicly, you know, that whether it's Satan or a worldview that rejects Jesus as mm-hmm. Savior, for them to come and say, you know, give any sign of, okay, there's truth here, is a good thing.
Yeah. Yep. So I thought that was very interesting. That that news just came out here a day or so ago. November 2nd, it says.
Is that right?
November 2nd.
Tuesday.
Yeah. So
there was something in the news about Marilyn Manson, like national news, like a couple months ago mm-hmm. during the whole Me Too movement, I thought.
Well, yeah, he's been accused of sexual, I don't know if it's inappropriate behavior.
Uh-huh.
We'll just go that route, because okay. I don't know the exact accusations, but I know that that is the general issue.
So he was big when we were in our...
I saw him perform.
Well, I was going to ask, do you like his music?
Generally, no. There are a couple songs that I do like. But generally, no, not really. I did see him perform at Ozfest in 1997. And that one was interesting because it was in the Metrodome in Minneapolis, because Somerset, Wisconsin wouldn't have Marilyn Manson
really
in town.
Well, look what happened to the Metrodome. It's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe Somerset, Wisconsin is onto something. I did like, there's only two songs that I know that he sang. The one was the remake of the...
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams.
And The Beautiful People.
And The Beautiful People.
Those are the only two that I care for. Yeah.
Those are the only two that I know.
And I thought he did a good job with Sweet Dreams.
Who did that originally? What was that? Was some...
The Eurythmics?
Was Annie Lennox?
Yeah.
The Eurythmics, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Is that the name? I think so.
I think you're right. But and then Annie Lennox was the...
Mm-hmm. She was the lead singer, yeah. Right. Yep. Yep. So yeah, I saw him perform there. Because I wanted to see another band that was performing.
Well, it was Ozfest. So did you see the Ozman too?
I did. That was, wow. Yeah. So the four headliners, Ozfest is kind of like WeFest for those in the area.
Just like it. Cowboy hats.
In that, there was no period there. It was a comma.
Oh.
In that.
I'd go with a semicolon actually, but.
In okay, sure. They're whatever.
Basically the same thing, except nothing alike at all.
Well, exactly. one is country and one is metal. They've got the same sort of main stage and a B stage, and they've got vendors all around, and
Kid Rock
people,
could bring them together.
People getting what's that?
Kid Rock could bring them together.
Yeah, well,
country
he could.
And metal
he could.
Together.
He could.
Kid Rock.
So it's set up the same way, where sure. they've got a ton of bands. They okay. well Ozfest same concept. Ozfest is one day, or was one day, where WeFest is a weekend long thing. But yeah. So the four headliners.
You know why that is?
Why?
You can only handle one day of all that rocking.
Well, it was loud.
Whereas country music, you can just.
I imagine.
It's kind of in the background.
You know, I never was to one of them in Somerset, but that would be outside. Inside the Metrodome was warm. It was warm in there.
So at the time in Somerset, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, they were okay with Ozzy Osbourne. Marilyn Manson was on the ticket, shut her down.
Yeah, that's over the line.
Do you know what's funny about all of this? Is you guys are talking about Marilyn Manson and his music. It's like, yeah, it was pretty good. I remember Marilyn Manson as like folklore scare. Like that's what like the creepy gothic kids in middle school were into. Like that Spencer's and like Hot Topic. Like he was in that group of like, ooh.
I thought you were going to talk about the urban legend that he was the one kid from, was it the Wonder Years?
Yeah.
The
one kid from Wonder Years.
Yeah. Never mind.
Nope.
That kind of fell off the planet after.
Oh, just like dropped off face of the earth.
Yeah, but that wasn't him.
No, he was the kid from Home Improvement.
That's Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No. No, the younger brother, the one who just like disappeared, got really tall and lanky and disappeared.
You know the one. There were, so.
How did we get here?
Power Man 5000 was there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were on the second stage, but the four headliners were Pantera, Marilyn Manson, Ozzy Osbourne, and the reunion of Black Sabbath. So I saw that.
I was a toddler in 1997.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. We got there.
So Ozzy did two sets.
He did do two sets, yeah.
Did solo stuff and then with Sabbath.
He did. He did. And like I said, it was so hot in there. But one nice thing that Ozzy did for everyone was he brought out a fire hose and he blasted it out into the crowd. And that was, this feels good. But anyhow, we got here because we were talking about Marilyn Manson being invited to Kanye West and Justin Bieber's prayer service or whatever it was.
Bible study.
Yeah.
Yep. Neat.
So, yeah. So crazy things.
Well, the Lord works as he chooses. He chose an idolater in Abraham and called him into a life of faith. Prior to that, you could make the comparison, Abram and Marilyn Manson. Same mindset.
Wow.
Think about that. What does God do? God calls Abram into a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and Abram believes God's promises, and God counted it to him as righteousness.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Imagine, just as a thought, some of the most horrific people in the... I'm not comparing Marilyn Manson to this person, so...
Save the hate mail.
I have no feelings whatsoever about Marilyn Manson. But imagine... Hitler was avowed atheist. He was baptized Catholic, but he'd rejected the Catholic Church. He'd rejected faith. Was an avowed atheist. If at the height of the war, he had a conversion experience and believed in Jesus and changed the entire direction of what was happening. How much that would reverberate around the world? Or imagine if in 9/11, after 9/11. Osama bin Laden comes forth and says, Jesus has met me. He'd probably say, I've met Isa, because that's the language.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm turning myself in for what I've done. How powerful that would be.
Mm-hmm.
It really is God redeeming sinners that is such a loud witness to a world who needs Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about.
Yeah.
We should be writing letters to people like Marilyn Manson, doing what Kanye and Justin are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Inviting them in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I like you, when I asked the question to begin with, I don't know that I'd invite him right up to come and speak.
Yeah, no.
I'd let him sit next to me,
let's have a conversation first.
Why don't you come up to the pulpit, Mr. Manson?
Here's a microphone.
Yeah, here's all our...
I got an empty seat next to me on a Sunday morning. You can sit here if you want to.
Yeah, I think there's a definite starting point.
Yeah, but I'm still Lutheran, so maybe leave a little chair buffer.
Let's go through first steps class first.
Text us.
We have Sunday school available at 9 and 10:30.
That's right.
So, but I think it's great if he is making that change in his life, that I think that's great.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Remains to be seen.
Yes, sir.
So what else is happening? You were talking about Abraham earlier. What does Abraham's name mean?
So it's
this is a softball question because you talked about it last night.
I talked about it last night. Thank you. I'm totally going to hit a foul ball on this one. I get confused. Abram and Abraham are two names, and I think Abram means father of many. Abraham means father of many nations. So when God makes a covenant with Abram, he changes his name. And the same happens with Sarai too. I think Sarai means princess and Sarah means princess of the nation. Like it's got some connection with greater than them, but you know, someone who's more learned on this that would love to straighten me out, feel free. I'm not stamping that with, I'm absolutely sure about this, but I'm pretty sure that Abraham means father of many nations and Sarah means princess of the people or of the nation.
Not an expert, but I do have 26 years of people telling me my name means princess.
Is that right?
Yes.
So
there's an expert right there.
Yeah. According to babynames.com, Sarai means my princess.
Oh.
And Sarah means princess.
Well, that's
noble woman. Would you rather be known as you'd rather be known as noble woman?
People always kind of say it derogatory.
Okay.
Well, is that even a noble woman? Wouldn't it be the royal if she's a princess?
Well,
because nobles aren't prince and princesses. They're like dukes and.
It says here that in Hebrew, Sarah means woman of high rank.
Ooh.
Or simply translated as princess. That is from the Wikipedias.
Okay. Yep.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Yep.
Problem solved.
Question answered.
Yep. Speaking of questions, if anybody has a question that they'd like to submit, we haven't had one for a while. And it's always a little jolt.
Have you not had like free time to send in your burner questions?
Oh, don't bring that up. DJ's still sore over that.
Got punked.
For like a week.
Yeah, totally. I was all like studying, like, what a great question, and trying to get the person to write again to be like, can you explain this more? And he's standing right there.
I was sitting. Communio.
They didn't know that. We weren't on video at that point.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Been standing for all they knew.
That's true. Communio Indignorum, right?
Yes.
Yep. That was an 80s episode.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah, I think that's where it was from. Anyway, if you have a question that you'd like us to take a crack at, you can submit those to atonement.live, atonementfargo.org. You can go to thatpodcast.net or even on Facebook.
You know, now that we're on video, you could do things like leave them below, like point to the comment section. Ding. They're not there.
I'm not going to. I probably won't put it there either. Oh. Just
all the questions.
You can't move the comment section on Instagram. Not Instagram, YouTube.
All the questions that come in, they're all A+ questions.
Yeah. They are. Yeah.
I can honestly say that, at least from my perspective, every question will get at least a B- answer because that was probably my average in seminary. In seminary, you didn't have to get graded. So the joke was you would get a P, and P was for pass.
Pass or fail.
P was for pastor, and that's good enough for me. So that was kind of the song. P is for pastor. Anyway. But I like to think that they expected us to at least have a B- to be a pastor, that it wasn't like a D minus.
That's funny. So let's change gears a little bit. So as this episode comes out, it's going to be the middle of November. Mm-hmm. So we're getting to, we brought this up last time, mm-hmm. right? We're
Christmas.
Thanksgiving's before that.
Pre-Christmas. I'm starting it here. I want to rename Thanksgiving to like pre-gaming Christmas. Uh-huh. The Christmas pre-game.
The Christmas pre-show.
Yep. There you go.
That pre-show before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but as I said, this will come out middle of November. Mm-hmm. What are we thankful for?
Good one. It's a very good one. You know, I think it's...
There's a reason I thought of this, but I'll get to that after you guys.
I will say, because didn't we... I've been thinking about this now that, Halloween is over.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I'm thankful for. And I think one of the big ones is being here at this time and in this place. And I don't just mean like in at Atonement. I mean like this part of the country with my family in the season of life that I'm in, where my wife and I are in our hearts. We're still just kids, but we're at this time where we have children and we have parents, and just kind of being that center place where when I was, my home was always that center place where everyone would come and go. And that's, at least in Fargo, that's kind of become the role of my, Mel and the kids and me in our home. So that I'm thankful for that. And on another note, I'm thankful for Nelly. So she's been going to grad school the last 2 weeks. I've been getting videos. I'll be honest. Didn't miss her the first week. Glad she was gone. Needed a breather. But seeing what she can do now, it's like, oh man, I can't wait. And I hope that it's not like she comes in the house and a memory hits her and she's just like ping, boom, boom all over. Like, I hope she keeps up with the behavior, but they're going to come in and train us.
Really?
Do you also get, like, do they have, like, little goldfish in bags with the clicker for you guys?
I hope so. If they really want me to pick it up, Sandy's Donuts is the way to go. Sandy's Donuts.
So before you called it college, but now it's on to grad school. This is going.
I'm telling you, the things.
Splendidly, it sounds.
The things are we gonna have I to call her Dr. Nelly when she comes
I
back?
I think that might be appropriate. I mean.
Going to get her a golden Band-Aid? I'm still sticking with that joke. You have any idea what I'm talking about?
Not a clue.
Wow. All right. Well, continue on, DJ. All right.
Explain the golden Band-Aid.
Yeah. Right.
The only thing I could think of was when you said golden, were the former golden toilets that we had.
Oh.
No.
Did those find a cleanup week?
They found a dumpster about 37 seconds after their original owner was
passed on.
Out of the building. So for those listening, you can just go ahead and search Nelly and realize what I'm talking about. But you haven't known what I've been talking about this whole time?
I did. I didn't put two and two together in the context of me talking about my dog being brilliant because of the things I've seen her do. And you're like, just a golden Band-Aid. I'm like, wait, what?
Nelly, I gotcha. Nelly the rapper, for those who don't know, always, for whatever reason, do we know why, had a, well, you wouldn't I'll know why, out. Sarah, but
I know who Nelly is.
He had a Band-Aid on his cheek all the time.
Yes.
All the time. Yes. I don't know if he still does. Maybe that was just his.
Nelly wasn't the one who got shot and still has like a bullet in.
No, you're thinking of 50 Cent. Yeah.
How'd she say it? Say it again, Sarah.
50 Cent.
Okay, good.
She didn't say it like that the first time. So you're thankful for, and they're coming into your home.
Yeah. So there's, we have sessions afterward and they train us to keep up with, the behavior encouragements. And the biggest thing is because
this sounds top notch to me.
Oh, it's amazing. The videos I can show you the videos later, but the commands and just the impulse control and automatic responses. Like she took Nelly for a walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's learning how to leash walk. And I did that with her too. And as long as I was feeding her constantly, she would usually obey my commands. Mm-hmm. But as soon as there wasn't a snack in my pocket, it was off to the races.
You're dead to me.
Yeah, exactly. I watched the trainer speed up. Nelly kept her pace. Slow down. Nelly kept her pace. Stop. Nelly sat down.
Really?
Then said, you know, just a command. Or even like, here's your spot. Go to your spot. Sits on her spot. The trainer was walking around doing different things, opening doors, doing jumping jacks. Nelly just sat there. And then she said, free. And Nelly like got up.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow.
I'm really excited like a 60-day update on this.
Right?
Yeah. But
it's going to be back home like, well, she lasted 3 days. The problem isn't the dog. The problem is the trainers. Oh, we're very excited. I can't wait for her to get back. So that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful about where I am and who I'm with right now in my life.
Yep. Sarah?
Man, pretty much the same. Kind of just the people in my life, friends, family, experiences of this past year. I've gotten to travel a lot despite of the COVID monster still being around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just had a solid year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thankful for.
Cool.
What are you thankful for, Ryan?
Well, so I thought of this. Really, this started on Tuesday at our staff meeting when Mark asked what brings us happiness.
Right.
And my answer was...
Sandy's Donuts.
Well, Sandy's Donuts is... But that's fleeting. And for me, it's fleeting fast because I just...
Yeah, well,
and they're gone.
And you're going to Pennsylvania very soon, so...
So this is...
It might ruin Sandy's Donuts for you.
Well, that... I actually visited with our friends in Pennsylvania. We FaceTimed with them, and I talked to them about
Shady Maple.
Shady Maple, nice. And they're like, "What do you mean? Do we know what Shady Maple is?" Hey, Ryan's wondering if we know what Shady Maple is. Yeah,
it just sounds like a retirement home if you say it out of context. Like,
yeah,
they're I'd like, retire there.
Yeah,
they're like, of course. But they did say, and I've never been to Shady Maple. I have been to Maple Donuts, which we talked about last time. Yeah. They said that's really no, it's
the same thing.
It's well, no, it's there's no comparing the two because, as you said, Shady Maple is like a buffet, right?
Or yes, like it's a smorgasbord.
Yeah, and whereas Maple Donuts, you just
it's a donut shop.
Yeah, it's a donut shop. You go and buy your donuts, and they're delicious, but it's not the same.
Well, and Shady Maple is a smorgasbord, which is, I'm telling you, Amish are doing just fine. They are not poor by any means. But then there's like a farmer's market, and it's in the farmer's market where you go get the donuts.
Okay.
Yep.
So on Tuesday, Mark asked the question, what brings us happiness? And for me, I am happy when I am traveling. Like if I'm on vacation, it doesn't matter if I'm on vacation, if it's traveling for work or whatever it is, I just am happy and I love it.
So right now, are you miserable?
No, not at all.
So being here isn't like...
No.
Like there's not a little joy in your life.
No, because there's always a compartment of my brain that's planning the next travel. I've always got that one compartment. That
where to next?
The travel department is always going. You know, where
always
are we going?
Working.
And then where are we going after that?
Right.
And if you have time, you know, the third one down the line, try to figure that out. But
I'm going to interrupt real quick because as you shared that, I was thinking in our staff meeting, you are divinely... designed in such a way to be a great middle school, high school mission trip director.
Okay.
Because your mind is always working to be like, okay, where's the next experience that we're going to go to to be the hands and feet of Christ? And, oh, I get to plan it? Cool.
Well, so in 2020, there was no traveling.
Worst year ever.
Yep.
And so 2021, I was happy to start traveling again. Yep. So we went on a middle school mission trip, which you can hear about in one of our past episodes. I can't remember which one. We went to Duluth, Minnesota, where I had been before, but I hadn't really like experienced Duluth. And we were able to this time check it out, go to the beach and go to like Anger Tower and go to all the sites in Duluth, watch the ships come in, just great. And then we went to Minneapolis, which I've been to zillions of times, but went to some new places that I hadn't been to before. So that
it's,
was...
It's changed since 2020 also.
Well, it has changed since 2020. But there were places that we went to that were there in 2020 that I didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. Midtown Global Market was one of them. It was great. And we made a connection with... a place called Breakthrough Ministries there that I think we'll continue a partnership with. So meeting people, talking to people in different parts of the country. I just love that. So we did that and had the opportunity to go to the annual gathering in Columbus, met some people there and checked out Columbus, Ohio, which I don't want to be. They have a lot of trees. It's beautiful.
You were in the good part of Columbus.
Yeah, it was. There was that, as this episode comes out, Tabitha and I will be making our way back. We drove. We had that long vacation road trip.
Yep.
Chicago and Niagara Falls and.
Loaded the family up.
Loaded them up in the
family wagon.
Drove and drove. Went to Gettysburg and Harrisburg and Hershey.
And the Mall of America.
Hit
Wally World.
Twice this year went to what?
I know you're not a fan of Chevy Chase, right?
No.
And so she knows what I'm talking about. National Lampoon's Vacation. The old man. Roll them up.
I am not we don't need to go. Yeah, I don't know. So as this episode comes out, Tabitha and I will be on an airplane heading back to Dillsburg, Pennsylvania for a wedding. And so I am thankful to be able to go and travel again.
So cool.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And there were great experiences every stop along the way. There wasn't one where I was like, oh man, that was a disaster. It was great every single time. We had like I said, the high school trip to the cities was great. It was a small group, but it was so much fun. Just love it.
You mean stopping at White Castle wasn't a disaster?
For me, no. I'm speaking for myself.
Not for the group.
Now for your daughter, maybe the gray meat didn't go over so well.
If anything, it was a great lesson of, you know what? Maybe you should listen to the guy who's in charge.
Try the gray stuff. Yep. It's delicious.
At one point, I did say this may not be a good idea, but by that time we were in too deep.
Yeah, but you just say that as like a passing. Yeah, a tag of, you hedge your bets.
It's one of those deals though. 10 years, 15, 20 years down the road, guaranteed they'll remember they were at White Castle.
Absolutely. Making memories, Ryan.
Yep.
Making memories.
Do you remember our youth trip?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they called it shared trauma, but we're not going to go there.
Making memories, PTSD, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, man. The look on their faces. And Eli knew what he was getting into. So he was like,
"When I think
it'll
of the
all be
trips,
over in a half hour.
When I think of the mission trips that I went on when I was young, that's the stuff I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like you remember the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't remember the headaches, but you remember that stuff.
Yes, it was so good.
Good stuff.
Yep. So anyway, that's what I'm thankful for. To be able to get out, even though it's somewhat of a headache, if you're flying, you're wearing your mask and I know not everybody's a fan of that, but at least we're in the plane going where we need to go.
Can I share something really funny with you guys?
Yeah.
So
no, nothing funny.
Okay.
Oh, and then,
this is a serious conversation.
Funny is good. Cause I have a funny from last night that I don't know if you caught on to DJ, but go ahead.
So Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, my parents and I leave for Florida for this wedding we're going to.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I'm so excited. I have not flown with my parents ever.
Okay.
My dear father, love him to death. He's the same one who in the mix of their driving up to get me, we're driving to the cities, flying into Orlando, driving to Siesta Key. So into the Gulf.
Wait, start over. What?
Yep.
That's where you drive on those long bridges.
Yeah.
And there's just water
on every
side.
So the fun of this too is my mom gets super car sick. They sold their car expecting they'd get a new one in time. They didn't, but they got a loaner from the dealership. So
sure.
We're going to be in a Honda Civic.
Okay. Ooh.
My dad sends emails in a very dad way. It's a forward with an FYI, and that's it. So I get the Delta confirmation forwarded to me. FYI, looks like we still need masks. I was like, yep.
Yep.
He goes, well, I wasn't sure if you would know. I was like, it was just the reassurance of like, yep, the dad listening of in one ear, out the other. I just was in Nashville in September.
That's hilarious.
Yes, we have to wear masks.
Yeah, that's true.
What are those commercials about home buying? And the insurance and not becoming your parents. That's what that reminds me of. That would FYI.
Yep. FYI forward.
Oh, man.
But I just had to laugh.
How are you going
to
know you didn't get the email if I don't text you?
True.
Or don't call you first.
And then he called me and told me he sent me the email. And then we talked about having to wear a mask.
Rats. I do that, actually.
So I'll send Ryan an email and I'll walk down to his office.
Did you get it?
To let him know.
I sent you an email. Yeah, I will do that. I'll email. Well, because here's the thing.
Can't trust that internet.
Well, but I had a very brief conversation with Jen about this yesterday, but I'll expand on it here. Different generations love to communicate differently. Mm-hmm. And if you're not aware of that, you can run into troubles. Mm-hmm. Like if I was going to get a hold of you, Sarah, mm-hmm. I would text you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might answer a phone call.
Mm.
I would not email you.
I assume phone calls, those are for emergency purposes only.
Well, right.
Someone's dead and I need to be going somewhere.
With DJ, if it's not important, I'll text you,
yeah.
But I'll call you,
yep.
Because DJ will answer the phone.
That's right. I'm a nice person that way.
So, but it seems like emails have become this sort of, I'll check them before I go to bed. So... Right. I can see you where, yeah. So I can see where, hey, I sent you an email, just so you know.
I would say that it's the difference though of like work emails are constant versus personal emails.
Right.
You're reaching out to my Gmail. Mm-hmm. I check it like twice a day, three times a day.
Yeah. See, what if they need a prompt? What if you just checked it and they just sent you the email, but you're not going to check it again for 4 more hours and they're sitting there going, come on, Sarah. Come on. So they, hey, I sent you an email.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned this because with my kids, my girls will text mm-hmm. and we have like family text. Now they don't communicate with their friends via text. They communicate with their friends via
Snapchat.
Yeah.
I called Reese up. I don't think she's ever taken a phone call in her life because she picked it up. She's like, what? I'm like, has anyone ever told you how to answer a telephone call? And she's like, no. I said, you say hello. And when it's done, you say goodbye. What does she say to me? Good to know.
Click.
Click.
That was did she assume that was the whole point of the phone call?
She hung up on me. It's like,
so DJ, it might be a little late in the game now, but maybe you could use it for Dylan.
Yeah.
I was taught how to answer phone calls because I got my dad's old phone. And this was back when this phone has this number. You don't get to change them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I had to learn like at 10 years old, 11 years old, how to properly answer the phone. Cause there would be people calling like from work or trying to get a hold of my dad.
Right.
Hello, this is Sarah DeYoung. No, this is his number now. Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah. I was like a mini secretary.
I don't even care if it's hello. She can say hi. She could even say ahoy hoy. I'd be okay with that too.
How about
some
what
form
up?
Of greeting?
What up? Hey,
what up?
Just
I'll talk to her on Sunday.
Not yes or what or hmm. It's like
you again.
What about it? Yeah.
She will say to me too is father. It's like, that's okay. She knows it's my number. Father's fine. But if it's not me and someone calls and she knows who it is, it's hello.
That's funny. That's
goodbye.
Good.
It's training her for the work world of what she's going to have to deal with. Because
you know,
there's going to be people that are Gen Xers that are going to be working until they're 90.
Well, I would not take that as a definite because I'm hearing that more and more. So when I worked for the city of Fargo, mm-hmm. towards the end of my time at the city of Fargo, the supervisor would send texts. Hey, you know, it's snowing. Can you come in?
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't a call. Like when I started, it was waiting for the call. Towards the end, it was a text. And so people would, well, I'm sick. I'm not going to call him for crying out loud. I'm sick today.
I don't want to do the whole, hey, boss. Yeah. Well,
I'm sick. Get back to the PlayStation.
Emoji.
Yeah, the vomit emoji. And well, look, it doesn't even matter if she gets phone calls. It's that if you
have to know how to do it.
Yeah.
You have to. It doesn't matter how smart you are if you sound stupid. So you need to be able to communicate in such a way that people look at you and think, man, they're very, They're very polite. They're very well spoken.
Yep.
They must be smart.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
You're not wrong.
No, you don't have to be brilliant, but if you can master the English language in such a way that you communicate and that leaves an impression on whoever you communicate with, that you are responsible, respectful, kind, friendly, people will want to be around you.
That's true.
That's way better than answering the phone, who dat? Who dat?
What do you want?
What? Wasn't that a Cosby Show episode? Who dis?
I don't know.
Oh, no. What was it? So
Boys in the Hood, isn't it?
No. It was an episode where, so Cliff was going to talk, I think, to Vanessa. It was definitely Vanessa. And so he knocked on the door. Or no, she was coming to visit him. Now I got it. He was in his room. He was in his bedroom, and she comes bursting through the door, and he said, no, this isn't how you do it. I'm like paraphrasing now. Sure. This isn't how you do it. You knock on the door, and I say, who is it? And you say, who it is. Try it again. So she goes outside, knocks on the door. Who is it? Who it is? And she busts through the door. That was what that's what the deal was. Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, man, oh, man.
So anyway.
Everybody loved that show. Yeah. That was the show.
Oh, yeah, yep. So the funny from last night that I don't know if you caught, DJ.
Was I the butt of the joke?
No, you were not the butt of the joke at all. I think that everything just happened so quickly that you missed it.
Okay.
So we went in to talk to, last night we had confirmation, and DJ and I went and visited a bunch of the classrooms. Mm-hmm. And so we went in and talked, and I handed back sermon notes. And DJ was just saying, hey, you know, how's everybody doing? If you had one takeaway from tonight, whatever. And we went to one room, and I'm handing back sermon notes. And one of the kids said, oh, I have a bunch of sermon notes that I have to turn in. And I said, that's fine. Give them to me. I'll just give them to Pastor DJ anyway. And you said, yeah, Ryan is doing his best to give me carpal tunnel.
Yes.
And one of the kids said, what's cardboard tunnel?
Yeah. I heard it, and I just moved beyond it.
Like, what's cardboard tunnel?
Cardboard tunnel.
It was good.
It's what you do one. When you're four and you build a fort. Yep.
It's what you happens when you get a new tunnel. Fridge or appliance.
Yes.
You tunnel. Did. It was just total, like, didn't even, well, carpal tunnel is, and I'm back there going, cardboard tunnel.
I'm giggling. That kid probably on his phone after you guys left was Googling cardboard tunnel. What is cardboard tunnel?
I did also say, and you may not have caught this because I did catch that, and I looked at you and you started chuckling. I'm like, well, we don't have time for this. Let's just explain it. But I did say to her, carpal, the carpals in your hand. But you were already talking to someone else at that point.
Yeah, so. It was good. That was funny.
Cardboard tunnel.
Cardboard tunnel.
That's a good one.
I love cardboard tunnels. They're fun.
It reminds me of something at the Children's Museum.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right, what else we got?
Thanksgiving's coming up. Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
No.
Start shopping now, man, because they're going to be out in the middle of the Atlantic.
So my Christmas shopping is done.
So I did see something on the Facebooks the other day.
It's on the internet. It must be true.
It's on the interwebs. It wasn't a fact thing. It was a suggestion, which was, hey, the supply chain is having struggles. Maybe this year for your Christmas gifts, it'd be good to support a local artist or somebody local. So
yeah.
There's your gift idea for those of you who are not knowing what to do.
So Mel does this thing where there are four things for our kids. Clothes, something to wear, something to read.
Something borrowed and something blue.
Something they want.
Okay.
And something they need.
Ah, okay.
And so, that's and it's kind of nice to do it that way because it's not like, hey, you got 36 presents this year, 37 presents next year, and all this junk's going in the trash by New Year's.
That is a good idea.
You know, something you want, I guess something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read.
Okay. We have always done, like, stocking stuffers are more like good to have type necessities. So growing up, it used to always be socks. And now my mom and dad have switched to doing coffee and ponytail holders.
It's the things you really need.
Yep.
Plenty of socks.
And I always have some then because I get them every Christmas.
We've gone to gift cards.
That's also a good
because
one.
You buy, you know this, DJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You buy something and it was really wanted / needed.
Yes.
At this particular time.
Not anymore.
And 3 weeks from this particular time, it never gets used anymore.
Right.
So, no, I'm not going to rack my brains trying to figure out what to... No.
Exactly.
Here you go. Have this.
My roommates have switched. Well, specifically, Tyler has switched to giving his now wife because the first year they were dating, he failed so hard in the gift department.
It's not hard to do.
They go on a trip now. Can't screw up a trip.
That sounds like a challenge.
Well, you can because I have, but we don't have time to get into it right now.
All right, so are you guys Christmas Eve people or Christmas Day people?
Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. Always?
I feel like my family has a very strict schedule that we've always kind of followed. And not to talk smack, but my brother-in-law is kind of thrown off the Christmas Day and Thanksgiving. He's a big football fan. He's a Vikings fan. So now we always have to watch football on Christmas. So I hide the remote after I put on the 24 Hours of Christmas Story.
Yeah, Christmas, as we call in my house, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, yep. I need to watch full 24 hours every year. The movie might change.
It takes me 24 hours to get through the entire movie.
That's true. You catch it in bits.
So we do.
Now it's only like 18 hours, though, I think, isn't it? Or are they doing the 24?
Full 24.
They do still?
Yep. Okay. So we do Christmas Eve church. Mm-hmm. Used to be like the 9:00, but now we started going earlier because then you get back, you can have dinner.
Yep.
Instead of like dinner and then trying to get out the door.
Right.
So we do church, dinner, soups for Christmas Eve dinner.
Nice.
And then we get to open one thing on Christmas Eve. And it's pajamas that we all have to wear then to sleep in and then the next morning.
Wow. Did you talk to my wife?
Do we have similar Christmas trends?
Very much so. And it's funny because she and I both grew up as Christmas Eve people. So it would be the Christmas Eve meal for me was always something. It was usually like meatballs and mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And then there was a heavier meal the next day, like turkey and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. When I lived in Seattle... we got into having clam chowder for Christmas Eve meal. But my folks always were involved with leading worship. So mom was the choir director would be the organist. So we would open our family presents on Christmas Eve and then go to, you know, what they call midnight mass or, it's usually like 11:00, the late service, candlelight service.
Yep.
And then Santa shows up the next morning and then we would... get dressed again and go to the Christmas Day service at the church that we were at.
Okay.
Once I became a pastor, was serving in a church, our practice changed based on worship. Mm-hmm. And it became, and that was the same for my wife too. She was a Christmas Eve person. They get one gift on Christmas Eve and it's usually like Christmas pajamas, PJs. And then Santa and opening all the presents under the tree happens Christmas Day. Usually very early in the morning. and then I would get ready and go to church. And my family would go to the family service that we would have at like 5 or 6 in the afternoon or earlier. Mm-hmm. And then Mel would stay home and get everything prepared. So, I'm now Christmas Day.
Yeah, we do. Well, growing up, my grandparents and like my aunts and uncles who lived on my dad's side used to come up Christmas Day. So then we'd have a late lunch. Mm-hmm. So morning would be like our Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And my mom always does like big breakfasts for holidays because that's like our family time to sit with just our immediate family and like hang out.
When I was growing up, it was expected that my brother and I would basically put on a bit of a Christmassy show. And it was usually playing some type of musical instrument, whether it was the piano or when my brother played the trumpet, he had to play the trumpet, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you do that stuff?
We didn't. We would always, though, like my sister and I were always in choir growing up. So usually there would be like some type of Christmas singing.
Yes, there was Christmas carols around the piano too. Mm-hmm. My brother and I are a huge disappointment to my parents because we quit doing that once we started sports. How about you? What are you, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, Ryan?
Well, so growing up at my grandma and grandpa's house, my grandma who was here again over the weekend, loved it.
Best lady.
Mm-hmm. So wonderful to have her here.
We would go to grandma's place on Christmas Day. And then we had to wait until after lunch and after all the dishes were cleaned up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we could open up presents.
Probably the one day of the year that you were willingly washing dishes.
Yeah.
Like one of the seven dwarfs from Snow White just singing along. And
yeah. And around all that, we would... my cousins and I would set up the Nintendo or whatever downstairs and play, who knows, could have been up to two seasons of Tecmo Bowl.
Much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
So that was back then. Tabitha's family does it a little bit different. They open presents up on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. So now what we do is presents on Christmas Eve, except for what Santa brings, gets to be opened up on Christmas morning.
So it's not there until Christmas Day.
Right.
Santa's got work to do that evening.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then football on Christmas Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's how I can't wait. That's Christmas is great.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So. It's Christmas just, time is always
there's
magical.
Something about this season, I feel like, right after Halloween until New Year's time, people are just nicer and kind of like...
I was thinking about this morning. So I'm watching the national news and they're like, ooh, it's getting cold everywhere. And I actually felt, oh, good. And it dawned on me, I have said before that fall is my favorite season, but really right now until January is my favorite season.
Okay.
When January comes, the snow can get out of town. Yep. I'm tired of it at that point. But it needs to be there during the Christmas festivities.
Every year and forever and ever, I am dreaming of a brown Christmas. I want to see the grass.
Yeah, but you've been scarred by working for the man.
That's true.
And having to deal with
and blizzards on Christmas Eve and into Christmas Day and New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. Yeah, there's been some bad ones.
Did you ever think of going into business for yourself like Mr. Plow?
No.
Getting a plow on like a four-wheel drive and just making bank and walk outside and be like, white gold.
Not once.
Never?
It's like pennies from heaven.
Yeah.
No, never. Not once. What?
Pennies from heaven.
Nope. Never.
Never. All right. Nope. All right. Just curious.
Is that going to be like maybe your retirement plan or no?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, you were trained up as a government man to take care of that
stuff. That's true. But now this, I don't think I'll ever get this sold at home. But I thought if we could move somewhere where you never have to shovel or snowblow your driveway and you never have to mow a lawn, that would be ideal for me.
Yeah. Arizona is calling you home, brother.
Yeah. Like if I could.
I like Arizona too.
If I could blacktop my backyard, I'd be a happy fella.
Why don't you?
Because you can't.
Why not?
Because the city ordinances. You can
only,
well, yeah.
Who's the who's you're the king of your castle and that that quarter acre or eighth of an acre, whatever it is.
Well, you know what? We can look into it.
But can you think of how hot that pavement would be?
It would probably carry through at least to January 15th, and no snow would stick there.
You need to move further south.
We could put artificial turf on there.
Because you're technically like in Cass County, you're like right on the verge of being outside of the
city limits.
Then the world's your oyster. Yeah, you do whatever you want.
You can shoot off fireworks. You can.
Well, that's probably true.
Till they come and annex you as they keep moving south.
Oh, man.
Or until the neighbors complain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Holiday season's here, though.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is good times. Mm. So, all right. What else we got? Is that it?
What else is happening around these parts? Give us a rundown of things coming up that we should put on our calendars, Ryan.
Hmm. Well, we've got as this comes Wimple. Out this Sunday, World Mission Prayer League will be here for a mission festival. Yep. I believe we're calling
we're having a festival.
Yes. So that
who
will
doesn't
be
like a festival.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be fun. That'll be on Sunday. And then continuing on, we're doing Operation Christmas Child.
Yep.
That will be on the 17th of November. We have our traditional Thanksgiving Eve service where people come in and talk about what they are thankful for this year. That'll be fun. Did I encapsulate November well? Was there things I'm missing?
Well, I mean, did you say that we have the Thanksgiving Eve service?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got
it. Yeah. So that's what's going on for November. December is a little too far away for me to get too carried away with.
You know, don't worry about the future. You got enough issues going on right now. I think Jesus said that. Focus on today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yeah. Tomorrow will have worries of its own. Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's it.
All right.
Exciting time.
So, all right. Am I praying us out of here this week?
Please do.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for this time that we get to visit and talk about things that are going on in the world and talk about things that are on people's minds, Lord. God, I pray today for anyone out there who may have a questioning heart, Lord. I pray that that you would fill them with the Holy Spirit and that they would feel and know your presence, Lord, and turn their life over to Jesus. God, I pray for our time, for those of us who will be away, Lord. I pray for safe travels. And God, I thank you for all the blessings that you shine down on us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
So I was just thinking about this as you were praying. Is this going to come out as that podcast about Marilyn Manson and Christmas celebration?
I'll tag him in it.
Or Marilyn Manson, Kanye West, Justin Bieber, and Santa Claus? I mean,
celebrities and celebrating the season.
Ooh, celebrities and celebrate. There, I'm going to write that down because I'll forget it.
TM Sarah DeYoung.
Copyright trademark.
Celebrities. And
I think you got to name them though. Like it's got to, like
that's what you put in the like keywords when people
the keywords
search.
For the SEO.
So when people search Justin Bieber, I expect them to see like
we'll be number
Baby,
one or two.
All of his other songs. Yeah. That podcast.
That podcast.
91.
The 91, and we got the golden Band-Aid as well.
Yeah. And the golden.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget.
So. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, if you have any questions, comments, anything, you can go to atonementfargo.org, atonement.live, thatpodcast.net. You can, as Sarah said, you can put them in the comments section on the YouTubes. You can message us on Facebook, all those places. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your questions. If you are looking for a place to worship this Sunday, we will be on site at 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, North Dakota, or online at the places that I mentioned earlier. We have a 9 a.m. tradition service and a 10:30 a.m. modern service. So for you guys are on the wrong sides of me here.
It's all backwards. Just do what you're going to do, as always.
As always, for Pastor DJ Lura and Sarah DeYoung, I'm Ryan Janke. Thank you for joining us. And join us next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.